It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Y'all have heard that before, but with a 3-year-old voice, not a 16-year-old voice. So what'd you get, Mitchell?
French toast with chocolate and hazelnut.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. And there, I really did put you in the kitchen, the outdoor kitchen. Last weekend was the Street Food Festival here in Paris at Place de la République. And as the weather was fine, off we went, my daughter Mathilde and I. Anne-Marie Besada joined us there. You know her voice from our news broadcasts and from her really good program, Mideast Junction. There were about 20 food trucks at the fair. I was hoping it would be a bit more international than it was, but at least Latin America was well represented. So, of course, I headed straight to the Mexican stand while dreams of hot, spicy tacos danced through my head. Boo! I wasn't the only Parisian dreaming of tacos. He was all out. So, Anne-Marie and I wandered around. Anne-Marie and I are having a really hard time deciding what we should have. But I think we're veering towards fish and chips.
Fish and chips. We're going to get fish and chips because it has the least amount of people in line. And it meets our grease quota for the day.
Okay, let's go. You won't believe it. The fish and chips people were sold out too. So we tried again at a barbecue stand, and guess what they were serving? Tacos! All's well that ends well, as Shakespeare said. I put a photo of Anne-Marie and I on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page so you can see the lovely face, which goes with that lovely and intelligent voice. So everyone, how are you on this fine Saturday, the 15th of September? Well, I do hope so. We're having a late summer here. The days are a bit shorter already, but filled with sun. I'm outside as much as I can be, drinking in the light before we get to those long months of the gray and rainy winter. The past 2 or 3 Septembers have been really nice here, so much so that I can recommend it as a good month to visit Paris. So get over here.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you will be served.
Coming up, listener letters and news, but right now what I'm serving is the quiz. On the 21st of July, I had a football history question for you. You were to send me the names of the 3 men who have won World Cups as players and as coaches. So, who are they? The German Franz Beckenbauer, who won in 1974 as a player and then in 1990 as a coach. The Brazilian Mario Zagallo, who won 2 World Cups as a player in 1958 and in 1962, and then as a coach in 1970. And now a third has joined that stellar team, our very own Frenchman, Didier Deschamps. Deschamps won as a player in the 1998 World Cup and, as you know, as the coach for France in 2018. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club members Elam Puranan Vijayalakshmi from Chennai, India, Michael Cunningham from Terengganu, Australia, Bernard Egbe from Abuja, Nigeria, and Peter Achombomvugar from Bamenda, Cameroon. 2 more RFI Listeners Club members are on the list of lucky winners this week, and both sent their answers by text to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dr. Bashiruddin Kore from Accra, Ghana, and Ijaz Karim from Sheikhupura, Pakistan. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. I have a political question for you about Sweden. This past Sunday, Swedes went to the polls to vote for their representatives in parliament. It was a closely watched election because in Sweden, as in other Western European countries, there's been a rise in popularity in far-right, anti-immigration nationalist parties. Sweden has not been spared. Their nationalist party is called the Sweden Democrats. The other two main parties in Sweden are the center-right Moderate Party and the governing center-left Social Democrats. Both the Moderates and the Social Democrats have formed alliances with other smaller parties. My question to you is, what were the results of the election? Again, write in with the results of the September 9th parliamentary elections in Sweden. What percentage of the votes did the center-left alliance, led by the Social Democrats, win? What percentage of the votes did the center-right alliance, led by the Moderates, win? And what percentage of the votes did the far-right party, the Sweden Democrats, win? You have until the 15th of October to get your answer in. Be sure to tune in on the 20th of October to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hello, this is Collins Kabali-Mwale from YAR-FM Radio in Kitwe, Zambia. You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International with Susan Owensby. Good evening.
There was a great letter in the Sound Kitchen mailbag this week from Mahesh Jain from Delhi, India. Mahesh is the president of the RFI Club Delhi and a devoted schoolteacher. He wrote this: I would like to inform you I have a large number of energetic and information-hungry, curious kids, my students. They always want to know new things, and I take every opportunity to disseminate information about France and other parts of the world. We just had our annual Teachers' Day here. Every year on the 5th of September, we pay homage to the first education minister of India, the great education reformer, Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. On Teachers' Day, the senior school students do not wear their uniforms. They dress as we do because they are the teachers for the day. They lead the school. Thus, it is a day of relaxing for all the teachers, but not really, because all day we discuss and reflect on what makes good teaching. It's a day of pretty intense interaction with our students, which makes memories for life. It's such a thrilling and refreshing experience with all these lovely students. At the end of the day, we have a casual photo session with our student teachers, and I've included some photos from that day. Thanks and regards, Mahesh Jain. Thank you, Mahesh. Everyone, be sure and look at the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages to see Mahesh with his lovely and beloved students. Mahesh, you're great. Fortunate indeed are your students. There's also a photo on the Facebook pages of my little niece, Tandra, from Dhaka, Bangladesh. She's sharing the spotlight with members of her mother's RFI club, the RFI Surfers Society, Bangladesh. Her mom's name is Rayeka Khatun. Lucky me, Tandra sends me recordings from time to time. Here, take a listen.
Hello, Susan, Auntie. Shubho Namabarsho. Happy New Bengali Year to you and all of RFI. Mom informed me about your gift. Maybe one of the postmen took it for him. But I am very, very happy to know about it. Thank you, Susan Auntie. I love you and I love RFI. Goodbye from Tandra.
Oodles of kisses, my Tandra. There are also new photos of the RFI clubs and their activities on the RFI English Clubs page. You can't post on it unless you're a member of an official independent RFI club, but you can certainly see what they're up to, which is a lot. Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Hear me out as I talk to you.